AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Day two of the Democratic National Convention in Chicago is expected to focus on the future after President Biden's speech last night. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
I gave my best to you for 50 years.
While last night was about lauding the president's legacy.
Joe, thank you for your historic leadership, for your lifetime of service to our nation.
Tonight's theme is a bold vision for America's future as Democrats pivot to a new generation of leaders, from Kamala Harris on down. Barack and Michelle Obama are expected to make their case for her during their speeches tonight. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, a potential future presidential hopeful, will also speak. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In Michigan, Donald Trump says his administration would treat police right. As for a Harris administration,
Kamala Harris will deliver crime, chaos, destruction, and death. If she's allowed to be the president of the United States, you'll see levels of crime that you've never seen before.
A new report says both the Army Reserve and police missed opportunities to intervene in last year's deadly mass shooting in Lewiston, Maine. Reservist Robert Card shot and killed 18 people. Card later died. Daniel Wathen was involved in the report.
Card's commanding officer knew of his auditory hallucinations, increasingly aggressive behavior, collection of guns, ominous comments about his intentions.
Federal safety officials are requiring inspections of cockpit seats on Boeing 787 Dreamliners after one of the jets went into a dive in March when the captain's seat lurched forward without warning and disconnected the plane's autopilot system. A man accused of shooting and killing his ex-girlfriend and her mother outside a Kentucky courthouse has died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. This is AP News. Three security guards are on trial for involuntary manslaughter in Michigan in the death of Mackenzie Cochran,
who was pinned to the ground during a fierce struggle in 2014 at a suburban Detroit shopping mall. On Tuesday, a witness testified that Cochran repeatedly said he couldn't breathe, but guards did not let up on him. An autopsy found Cochran, who had an enlarged heart, died of asphyxiation. He had refused to leave Northland Center after tension with a jewelry store owner. Lawyers for the security guards say he was a risk to the public. Five guards were involved. One already pleaded guilty. Another died in 2017. I'm Julie Walker.
Police in Chesterfield, Virginia, say a two-year-old boy accidentally shot his mother's boyfriend, critically wounding him. Investigators say the man was getting ready to leave the house and had just put the gun on a nearby chair when the toddler accidentally fired the gun. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.